again.
This is Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond. Sweet Escapes, 6 Best Destinations Every Chocoholic Must Visit, by Arcana Singh, published July 7, 2024. Explore the best places for chocolate lovers in the world, from the Swiss chocolate train to Belgium's chocolate factories and Japan's innovative Kit Kat chocolatery. Discover the ultimate chocolate travel experiences. Plan your sweet adventure today. On July 7th, World Chocolate Day, a global celebration of the sweet pleasure we all love presents the perfect opportunity to not just indulge in chocolate, but embark on a journey to the best places for chocolate lovers in the world. This day, dedicated to the appreciation of chocolate, is a perfect starting point for your chocolate travel adventure. Whether it's exploring the picturesque Swiss Alps or venturing into the lush cocoa plantations of Central America, these locations afford chocolate aficionados the chance to delve deeply into the rich history and diverse flavors of this beloved confection. Here I've compiled a collection of must-visit best places for chocolate lovers in the world. As you plan your chocolate adventure, I encourage you to consider sustainability when choosing a chocolate destination. These locations are best experienced during the summer, winter, or at any time of the year. Switzerland, the birthplace of milk chocolate. Known as one of the best destinations for chocolate lovers, Switzerland is renowned for its high-quality chocolate, and it's often considered the best country for chocolate. In 1875, Daniel Peter, with the assistance of Henri Nestle, invented milk chocolate in this picturesque country. Switzerland's chocolate legacy can be credited to pioneering visionaries like François-Louis Caillière, who established Switzerland's first chocolate factory in 1819, and Jean Tobler, the creator of the iconic Toblerone bar, in 1908. These innovators laid the foundation for Switzerland's reputation as a chocolate powerhouse, and the Swiss Alps region is a famous place for chocolate enthusiasts. The Swiss are known for their exceptional craftsmanship and the unique flavor of their chocolates, thanks to the secret ingredient, Swiss Alpine milk. Switzerland truly offers some of the best chocolate in the world. When I visited Switzerland, I was blown away by the chocolate's sheer variety and quality. The secret ingredient, Swiss Alpine milk, is a key factor in Swiss chocolate's unparalleled creaminess and flavor. This milk, sourced from cows grazing in the pristine Swiss Alps, is known for its rich and creamy texture, which adds a unique dimension to Swiss chocolates. It's no wonder Swiss chocolates are so revered worldwide and considered a top contender among the best places for chocolate lovers in the world. Top experiences. Lindt, home of chocolate, Kilchberg, Switzerland. Get ready to embark on an unforgettable chocolate adventure at the Lindt home of chocolate in Kilchberg, Switzerland. Experience the magic of chocolate making as you witness master chocolatiers crafting mouth-watering delights right before your eyes. Don't miss the mesmerizing chocolate fountain and indulge in delectable chocolate samples. Explore the museum to learn about the history and production of Lindt chocolate and get creative in the chocolateria under the guidance of expert chocolatiers. Don't forget to visit the world's largest Lindt chocolate shop and treat yourself to a variety of sweet and savory delights at the first Lindt Cafe in Switzerland. It's a chocoholic's dream come true. Swiss chocolate train. One of the must-do experiences in Switzerland is the chocolate train, which offers a scenic journey through the Swiss countryside and stops at chocolate factories and shops, making it a sweet adventure for chocolate lovers. The 7-hour, 30-minute Swiss chocolate train runs between Montreux and the Callier Nestle Chocolate Factory at Brock. Find more details about booking the chocolate train online. Junferjoch, top of Europe. Located on the Junferjoch at 3,400 meters above sea level, the Lindt Swiss Chocolate Heaven is the highest chocolate shop in the world. The themed chocolate shop offers a variety of Lindt chocolate, and the nearby Master Chocolatier's parlor gives visitors an inside look into how chocolate is made. Chocolate Museum in Brock. Home to the famous Maison Callier, this museum offers an immersive experience where you can learn about the history and production of chocolate. The best part? You get to make your own custom chocolates in workshops led by Master Chocolatiers. Book your tickets or find out more about Maison Callier Chocolate Factory in Brock online. Geneva's award-winning chocolate tour. This 3-hour guided tour is a perfect 3-in-1 experience. Taste out-of-this-world artisanal chocolates, learn about the history of chocolate through engaging anecdotes, and see the city's iconic spots. Highlights include tasting chocolate pralines, truffles, and ganaches, and smashing the chocolate marmite at Arsenal. Max Chocolatier, Lucerne. A boutique chocolate shop known for its high-quality, handcrafted chocolates, the guided tours here are fantastic, giving insights into the chocolate-making process. The best time to visit? The chocolate train runs from May to October, and the rest of the attractions, including Lindt Home of Chocolate and Junferjoch, Top of Europe, are open year-round. Belgium, the chocolate capital of the world. Belgium is undeniably one of the best chocolate destinations in Europe and has earned the title of the chocolate capital of the world. The country is famous for its pralines, truffles, and high-quality chocolate bars. Belgian chocolatiers have perfected the art of creating delicate and delicious confections that are enjoyed worldwide. During my trip to Belgium, I discovered why it's known as the chocolate capital of the world. Belgian chocolates blend tradition and innovation, creating a unique experience with every bite. The top experiences include Choco Story Museum, Brussels. This museum is a chocolate lover's dream. You'll learn about the history of chocolate, and the best part is sampling various types of Belgian chocolate. Belgian Chocolate Village, Brussels. This is one of the must-visit chocolate factories and shops in the world. Here, you can discover the chocolate-making process and participate in tasting sessions that will leave you craving more. Neuhaus Factory Shop, Vlissingen. If you love pralines and truffles, this factory shop is a must-visit. You can shop for exquisite chocolates and even see how they're made. Pierre Marcolini, Brussels. This chocolatier is known for its luxurious chocolates. The tour includes a visit to the workshop and tastings of some of the finest chocolates. The Chocolate Line, Bruges. This shop is renowned for its innovative and unique flavors. The guided tours and tastings are highly recommended. The best time to visit? Spring and autumn are ideal for avoiding the summer crowds while still enjoying Belgium's mild weather. France, a gourmet chocolate heaven. France is renowned for its gourmet chocolate creations, with Paris being the epicenter of artisanal chocolate shops. French chocolatiers are celebrated for their creativity and attention to detail. Paris is a chocolate lover's utopia. Each shop is an adventure, and the chocolatiers here are true artists. Top experiences include Le Musée Gourmand du Chocolat, Paris. This museum takes you through the history of chocolate. The tastings and workshops are the highlight. You get to make your own chocolates. Patrick Rogers Chocolate Shop, Paris. Patrick Rogers' store is not just a shop, it's an experience. His unique and artistic chocolate creations are a feast for the eyes and the palate. Valrhona, City de Chocolat, Tine Hermitage. Dedicated to the art of chocolate making, this museum offers detailed tours and tastings. It's a must-visit for anyone serious about chocolate. Chocolaterie Trunat, Amiens. This family-owned chocolatier in Amiens has been creating exquisite chocolates since 1872. The tours here offer a glimpse into the traditional chocolate-making process and include tastings of their famous pralines. Michel Clouzel Chocolate Factory, Damville. Known for its high-quality chocolates, the factory tour is both educational and delicious, with plenty of tastings. Mert, Lille. A legendary pastry shop in northern France that has delighted kings, viceroys, generals, and gourmands since 1761, including Charles de Gaulle, the first president and a national hero, and Leopold I, the first king of Belgium. Visiting Mert is like stepping back in time to enjoy some of the finest chocolates and pastries in a beautiful historical setting. I highly recommend tasting the world-famous Goff waffle, filled with the divine Madagascar vanilla, at Mert. The best time to visit? Paris is a year-round destination, but spring and fall offer pleasant weather and fewer tourists. Mexico, the birthplace of chocolate. Mexico, the birthplace of chocolate, has a rich history dating back to the ancient Mayans and Aztecs, who revered cacao as a sacred food. The unique flavors of Mexican chocolate, often infused with spices such as cinnamon and chili, will give you a taste of this rich history. Exploring Mexico's chocolate country was a revelation. The flavors are rich and varied, and the history is deeply intertwined with the culture. Top experiences include Choco Story Museum, Mexico City. This museum delves into the ancient history of chocolate and its cultural significance. The exhibits are fascinating, and the tastings are exceptional. Cacao Farms in Tabasco. Touring the cacao plantations was an eye-opener. Seeing traditional chocolate-making techniques up close gave me a new appreciation for this ancient craft. Oaxaca Chocolate Shops. Oaxaca is a haven for artisanal chocolates and traditional Mexican hot chocolate. Each shop has its own unique twist, making it a delightful exploration. Caca Museum, Oaxaca. This museum offers detailed insights into the region's history and chocolate production. The workshops are interactive and fun. La Rifa Chocolateria, Mexico City. Known for its bean-to-bar chocolates, this shop offers tastings and workshops that are a treat for chocolate enthusiasts. The best time to visit? The dry season, from November to April, is the best time. Ecuador, from bean to bar. Ecuador is one of the world's top producers of fine-flavor cacao beans. The country's diverse climate and fertile soil produce some of the best quality chocolate, known for its complex flavors and rich aroma. Ecuador's chocolate scene is vibrant and exciting. The focus on sustainability and quality is evident in every bar. Top experiences include Yumbo's Chocolate, Mindo. This sustainable chocolate factory offers workshops where you can participate in the chocolate making process. It's hands-on and educational. Pacari Chocolate, Quito. Touring Pacari's facilities was a highlight. This award-winning organic chocolate brand offers detailed tours and tastings that showcase the finest Ecuadorian chocolate. Cacao Tours in Guayaquil. Exploring cacao farms and seeing the bean-to-bar process in action was fascinating. The dedication to quality and sustainability is inspiring. República del Cacao, Quito. This brand focuses on preserving Ecuadorian fine cacao. The tours and tastings are informative and delightful. Tohoc Chocolate, Quito. Known for producing some of the world's most expensive chocolates, the tours and tastings at Tohoc are a luxury experience not to be missed. Best time to visit? The dry season, from June to September, is ideal for exploring cacao farms. Japan, a blend of tradition and innovation. Japan may not be the first place that comes to mind when you think of chocolate, but it's home to some of the most innovative and unique chocolate experiences in the world. Japanese chocolatiers are known for their creativity, blending traditional techniques with modern flavors. Japan's chocolate scene is unlike any other. The blend of tradition and innovation creates a truly unique chocolate experience. Top experiences include Kit Kat Chocolatery, Tokyo. Japan is famous for its unique Kit Kat flavors, and the Kit Kat Chocolatery is the perfect place to explore them. Kit Kat has become a cultural phenomenon with over 400 different flavors unique to Japan. The variety is astounding, from traditional Japanese tastes like matcha and sake to quirky flavors like wasabi and purple sweet potato. At the Kit Kat Chocolatery, you can find exclusive editions, personalized Kit Kat bars, and even create your own custom flavors. Shiroi Koibito Park, Sapporo. This theme park is dedicated to the famous Shiroi Koibito cookies and offers a fun and interactive chocolate experience. You can tour the factory, watch the production process, and even make your own Shiroi Koibito cookies. Roy's Chocolate World, Sapporo. Located in New Chitose Airport, this is the world's first chocolate entertainment facility. It includes a factory, museum, and shop, a great way to spend your time before a flight. Minimal Bean to Bar Chocolate, Tokyo. This shop is dedicated to producing high-quality bean-to-bar chocolate. The guided tours and tastings provide a deep dive into the nuances of chocolate making. Dandelion Chocolate, Tokyo. Originally from San Francisco, Dandelion Chocolate has brought its artisanal chocolate-making process to Japan. The tours and workshops here are engaging and educational. Sils Maria, Tokyo. This chocolatier is known for its exquisite truffles and ganaches. The shop's serene ambiance and high-quality chocolate make it a must-visit. Meiji Chocolate Factory, Osaka. Touring this factory was an eye-opener. You get to see the entire chocolate-making process from bean to bar, and the tastings are fantastic. Best time to visit? Spring, March to May, and autumn, September to November, are the best times to visit Japan for pleasant weather and beautiful scenery. These are just a few of the world's best destinations for chocolate lovers, and there are many more places for chocolate enthusiasts to explore. No matter where you choose, the best gifts for chocolate lovers can often be found as unique and delectable chocolates from these renowned destinations. Sustainability in your chocolate adventure. As a chocolate lover, incorporating sustainability into your chocolate adventure is important. Look for chocolatiers and brands that practice ethical sourcing and fair trade. Many destinations mentioned above, such as Pecari in Ecuador and Swiss chocolate brands, are committed to sustainability. Supporting these brands ensures that your chocolate indulgence is both delicious and responsible. Planning your trip. If you love chocolates or want to give the best gift to a chocolate lover, then do plan a trip to any of the best places for chocolate lovers in the world, but do consider the following tips before booking a trip. 1. Research and book in advance. Popular chocolate tours and workshops can fill up quickly, hence booking in advance is a good idea. 2. Create a chocolate itinerary. Plan your visits to chocolate shops, museums, and factories to maximize your experience. 3. Learn about the local culture. Understanding the cultural context of chocolate in each destination enhances your appreciation. 4. Combine chocolate with other activities. Explore other attractions and experiences in each destination to make the most of your trip. So pack your bags and get ready to indulge in the world's finest chocolates. Chocolate lovers, take note. These destinations offer more than just delicious treats. They provide a deep dive into the history, culture, and craftsmanship behind some of the world's best chocolates. From the lush cacao plantations of Ecuador to the innovative chocolate shops of Japan, each destination offers a unique and unforgettable experience. Immerse yourself in chocolate's rich history and craftsmanship by visiting the chocolate factories in Belgium, experiencing the enchanting chocolate train in Switzerland, and exploring the best chocolate shops in the world. Whether you're seeking the perfect gift for chocolate lovers or simply looking for an unforgettable chocolate travel experience, these destinations will surely provide an indulgent and memorable journey into the world of chocolate. An excerpt from A Day Trip to Hershey's Chocolate World by Stephanie Hubka, published August 3, 2018. Moments after arriving at our house for the start of her week-long vacation, my 5-year-old niece Phoebe was focused on just one task, planning her ultimate day trip. "You know," she said, almost conspiratorially, as she gazed at a stack of coloring books I had laid out on the guest bed, "you don't live very far from Chocolate World." With her heart set on a full day of eating her way through Hershey, Pennsylvania, we were set on making her dream come true. One Saturday morning, Adam, my parents, and I joined our wildly excited Phoebe for a road trip to Chocolate World. Hoping for an experience that would delight a rising kindergartner and entertain 4 adults at the same time, we found exactly that, a diverse collection of activities and options that exceeded all of our expectations. There's a lot to love about Chocolate World, and that's why we have teamed up with a couple of vacation and chocolate experts, my dad and Phoebe herself, to share some perspectives on what a day at Hershey's Chocolate World can offer to you and your family. Whether you are interested in learning about the history of the Hershey family and the chocolate production process, or you just want a fun way to entertain the kids, Chocolate World is a terrific choice. Hershey's Chocolate World, a grown-up perspective. Hershey's Chocolate World is perhaps the less attractive of the 2 theme parks in Hershey, bearing the Hershey name, the other one being Hershey Park itself, the home of 15, count 'em, roller coasters and numerous other outdoor rides and activities, including what appears to be a world-class water park. I say appears here because we didn't visit Hershey Park and instead spent a good chunk of the day just exploring all things Hershey and chocolate, the latter having built, quite literally, the city named after the former. What to do at Hershey's Chocolate World? There are 6 key elements to the Chocolate World experience. One of these, the make-your-own candy bar activity, wasn't working the day we visited, so we missed that. Another, the Hershey Chocolate Tour, which I'm told shows the manufacturing process and ends with a free sample, had too long of a line, so we skipped that. Although, as an engineer, such would have been much more interesting to me, and not just because engineers love chocolate. And a third, the inevitable gift shop. Well, proceed at your own peril. Although the 5 bags for $20 seemed like a really, really good deal. The other 3 activities all come with fees, and free samples as well. Check out the website for the latest. Because the make-your-own candy bar element was down, we ended up paying about $20 each for all 3 of the following, which I think is a really good deal. Anyway, here we go, and I'm leaving out any spoilers so as not to ruin the fun. The 4D Chocolate Movie. This is pure kid stuff, centered on a small-scale mystery and based on a 3D glasses movie. The 4D stuff is there, but again, no spoilers. Very good 3D. Take it from me, I'm an engineer. If you're not here with the kids, though, you can skip this one. And yes, it's a bit of a commercial for Hershey products, but not oppressively so. Chocolate Tasting Experience. This is a classroom setting where a live instructor will tell you more about chocolate than you've likely heard before and explain how to really taste and enjoy one of the greatest creations ever. There's a little history, and yes, you get to taste and really experience 5 different chocolates, including the unsweetened nibs at the core of the final product, which I personally enjoyed. Lots of fun for everyone, irrespective of age. Trolley Works. This is a tour around Hershey on an old-timey themed trolley car and features live-action narration by actors in old-timey garb that goes way, way beyond the usual. Now on your right, you can see the very spot where Milton Hershey perfected his recipe, blah, blah, blah. Yes, you will see that very spot, but the overall show is first-rate and fun for everyone except total introverts who will probably still enjoy most of it. Yes, there is some audience participation. Lots of history and fun for about 45 minutes. Hershey is one of those truly legendary and iconic companies that define great American success stories. While there's a good deal of history available as part of the above, I highly recommend the book The Emperors of Chocolate if you want to dig deeper. And, a personal note, the Hershey bar with almonds is my all-time personal favorite for anything chocolate. Mr. Hershey himself failed at business 4 times before hitting on the recipe that built the modern-day firm, and there are now many recipes, including this one. My strategy? Break the bar into pieces, crunch the ones with the almonds, and let the others slowly melt in your tongue. If aliens ever do arrive on Earth, this would be the first and quintessential experience I'd recommend to them. At least they'd leave the planet happy, or perhaps just conquer us for the Hershey's. You can also find Hershey Chocolate World experiences in Las Vegas, Niagara Falls, New York City, and Singapore, but be advised that there are essentially retail outlets and not really adventure destinations unless your idea of adventure is seeing just how high you can get your blood sugar without proceeding to a genuine medical crisis. For the record, both I and the staff and management of Road Unraveled enjoy a good adventure, but advise against such unnecessarily risky behavior. My key point here is simple. Hershey's Chocolate World exists for children, perhaps as a bit more than a mere nod to Kitty and Milton Hershey's deep and sincere love for the little ones. But most adults will, I think, find a good deal of value here. I personally dislike theme parks, but I had a great time with only part of said great time spent watching my granddaughter have a great time. Bottom line, go. And as noted above, be careful in the gift shop. This is Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
If you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Left-click on Broadcast Info and Audio. Then, under Programming Links, left-click on On-Demand Podcasts. You can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.